Source One.
Boogie in the morning.
We're talking about falling asleep in public. We're in that period at the moment, the Christmas party season, where you go out at lunchtime for a couple of drinks with your work colleagues, and then you fall asleep in the train, or you fall asleep in the bus, or on a bench, or you just fall asleep.
You just need a little nap, don't you?
Exactly.
We work hard.
How about this? As Sylvia says, I fell asleep in the toilets in McDonald's in Gran Canaria. Well, because girls sit down, don't they, when they go to the loo?
Yeah.
And you sit down there in the loo and... Yeah. Before you know it, you're away.
I got chucked out of an establishment in Edinburgh for doing that very thing.
Yes, you did, and it was only about a year ago, wasn't it, Arlene? And you've not been allowed back into the Gilly-Doo since.
It's not my fault they only have two toilets.
So, falling asleep in public, what you got there, Arlene?
Well, morning, guys. This is from Elaine McFadden. Said, that time your daughter rolled in at 7:30 a.m. on a Sunday morning and we had a christening at 10.
Oh, no.
She proceeded to fall asleep in the church, snoring very loudly throughout the entire service.
Yeah.
Really embarrassing.
That is embarrassing, isn't it? Alistair in Bathgate. Now, we're getting loads of people who've fallen asleep on trains. Alistair, where did you fall asleep?
I was down in London on a course. I was staying out in Reading. And I went into London to meet some friends of mine and had a few beers, as you do.
Yeah.
And I got the train back out to Reading, fell asleep and woke up in Bristol Temple Meads.
Oh, no.
Yep. I was on Bristol Temple Meads platform until 4 in the morning to get the train back.
Oh, no.
Quite a
distance, that, isn't it? A couple of hundred miles, anyway, past you.
It certainly was.
All right, pal, have a great day.
Good man.
Bye-bye. Debbie's in Windygates. Hi, Deb.
Hi, good morning. I moved to London. I was terrified when I got on the train that I would miss a stop because I didn't know the sequence of the stops. But I'd had a few champagnes on my first week of work, got quite drunk, got on the train and fell asleep on this man's shoulder. Woke up at some point because the train had stopped, looked out the window, and in a panic I says to him, "Where's gentleman? Is that past Kingston upon Thames? Is that? And he's like, "Sorry," I says, "Gentlemen, where is that?" And he looked and he went, "That's the toilets on the platform."
What?
And I was like,
she was looking out the window and she saw a sign that said "gentlemen" and she thought, "Where's that? Where's that?" And it was a toilet.
So he kindly says to me, he says, "Go back to sleep." He says, "And I'll wake you up when we get there."
What a gentleman he was. Brilliant.
Yeah, he was.
Love it. Thank you, Deb.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great day. Final email here on the subject of falling asleep in public. This is from Karen Imrie from Haddington. She says, "My son once fell asleep at a Darius concert." Do you remember Darius?
Oh, yeah.
From the X Factor and Pop Idol.
Yeah.
It was Pop
Edinburgh
Idol.
Edinburgh lad.
Yeah, was he? A local lad, yeah. I think he made it big in the West End.
Yeah,
didn't
yeah,
he?
Still
in
doing
London.
It, yeah.
Anyway, my son fell asleep at a Darius concert the whole way through, snoring his head off. At the end of the gig, an older gentleman in the row behind tapped my son on the shoulder and said, "I'm so glad you enjoyed my son's concert."
No.
It turns out Darius's whole family, aunties, uncles, cousins, and mum and dad, right behind us.
Oh, no.
Oops.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
That's a little bit cringe, isn't it? Still, funny story to tell the grandkids. Thank you, Karen.